This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Saturday edition of the program. As always, we are here and we'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever you want to discuss at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we jump into a story that's related to a piece we discussed in detail last night. For those of you who don't get our weekday program, or you don't, you know, listen to the podcast, because a lot of our radio listeners only hear us on Saturday nights, you need to know why Craigslist just shut down their personals section.
Amazingly, the news just passed me by.
You didn't see this anywhere?
No.
So, and that's actually what we're going to talk about, is how the news just doesn't care about this story, and they should. Because this is an attack on freedom of speech. And the attack I'm talking about is a piece of legislation that is basically sitting on Trump's desk. It's been passed by the Senate and the U.S. House, and it is called SESTA-FOSTA. It's a combination of two different bills, and I'm sure we'll come across what they stand for here in a moment. But these two bills basically are going to be amending a certain section of the U.S. Code that for a long time has protected free speech, or to some extent free speech on the Internet. Specifically, your ability to run a website that allows people to post on it. Remember, Mark, there was this discussion of Web 2.0, most of a decade ago. This was the next step for the World Wide Web.
Facebook is, right?
Facebook is a part of that.
So Web 1.0 is Web page owners generate content.
And you go read it.
Right. And Web 2.0 is website owners allow you to generate content.
Correct. So that could be through something.
Facebook, the largest content generator in the world, generates no content. And, Uber, the largest transportation company in the world, has no cars, or at least not very many.
Right. Uber's kind of like the transportation 2.0 compared to Web 2.0. So Web 2.0, not just Facebook, though, Mark, any site that would have, say, a comments section.
Yep.
Any site that would have a message board, some sort of way for people to post.
Largely, I think it's been disastrous. But
Web 2.0?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think most people's opinions stink.
Yeah. Well, there have been some sites. I believe Vice.com actually turned off commenting entirely. They just decided that it wasn't worth it to have a troll zone on every post. I mean, that's basically what most comment sections turn into. I leave commenting on it, Freekeen, just because I'm somewhat amused by the trolls. But not because there's any real valuable, you know, commenting going on there. But anyway, the idea of the Web 2.0 was you get your customers, or the readers in this case, the web browsers, you, the viewer, to interact with the site more than just clicking and reading. Comment, tell us how you feel, do you like this article, whatever, you know, get in an argument with some of the other commenters. There was this community.
It's a really great use of your time.
Well, you're being facetious.
No, I think it's a terrible use of your time. I'm of the opinion that people don't get convinced of anything on the Internet, and that any amount of time spent trying to convince them, belittle them, whatever, cajole them into a different opinion is a waste of everybody's time. Tell you what, the next time you're tempted to make some kind of comment, call up your children, read a book to them, tell them you love them, anything but that.
So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts here, but where we're going with this story is from Matt Welch over the Hit and Run blog on Reason.com. He's going to explain why, you know, or his observation that the media is completely missing the boat with this. They are ignoring this story and or cheering on the story.
I love Reason as a news source. They really take a great look at the views of an issue, and they come up with what it seems to me is the most reasonable position. It may not always be the most palatable, because we are an unreasonable species, but It's the most reasonable.
So just to recap here, the SESTA-FOSTA Act, if it goes into law, which it may very well, because, again, it's on Trump's desk and his press secretary has tweeted out support for it. His daughter has tweeted out support for it. I don't know if Trump himself has said anything. We could not find that last night when we were looking into it. But basically, this is...
Well, Trump's probably very busy spreading the gospel to porn stars.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly had a history of his own with prostitution. And this law is going to make it so that anybody posting, if there are at least five posters on a website posting what is ostensibly prostitution advertising, the website will be considered to be part of sex trafficking. So they're suggesting here, they're saying that now if you run a website where consensual activity is happening, where professional sex workers, prostitutes, are advertising their services, they're not slaves, they're not being held at gunpoint by a pimp.
They're not human trafficked.
No, they are consensual operators in a business.
Well, I would be of the opinion that some people who are on some of these sites are probably being human trafficked. Now, what the percentage is, are we talking
very
about
small.
Yeah,
very,
1%?
Very small.
Are we talking about 10%? I don't believe for a second, having done interviews with prostitutes and these sorts of things, that we're talking about 50%.
The government wants you to believe that they're all... They're all trafficked.
There are certainly, I don't know what the government wants, but I know that plenty of people out there want you to believe that any sexual contact with people that's consensual, that includes money or compensation of any sort, is in some way coerced.
It's ridiculous. And anybody who's a professional sex worker will tell you that.
Yeah, likely a few of them, a good few of them, believe that marriage is coercion for women, too.
So my point was, though, these acts will make it a criminal, you as a website operator will be a criminally liable person or also civilly liable person for that content. You will be considered to be part of a sex trafficking ring. And that means that free speech on the internet is under dire threat at this point. You've got Craigslist that has completely shut down in anticipation of this law, which, by the way, according to the EFF story we read last night, is effective retroactively, which is a clear violation of
ex post facto.
Ex post facto. Yeah. So, you know, whether or not it's going to survive legal challenge is another question, but still, it's an...
It doesn't really matter to these people whether they survive legal challenges. The arrest is the punishment, not the conviction being appealed and turned over, because most of the appeals courts, the only place you can look for justice, the first level of courts is a rubber stamp for the Justice Department.
Almost every time, that's true. So Matt Welch writes over at the Hit and Run blog, if Jesus was right about how ye shall know them by their fruits, then we might have a good test case for gleaning what the journalism establishment, if such a thing exists, considers an important threat to the free press. In one corner, we have a must-run cookie-cutter anti-fake news promotional video ordered up by the conservative-leaning Sinclair Broadcast Group to its most-in-the-nation 193 local television news outlets at a time when the company's controversial merger with Tribune Company is being held up by antitrust regulators at the Justice Department. So maybe you've heard about this Sinclair Broadcast Group. They had the same script that went out to all of their TV stations, and somebody made a video showing all of the Sinclair Journal people, you know, the news broadcasters, reading the same script. And,
yeah,
you know,
in unison. Right. And as a matter of fact, Sinclair was very clear to their stations that they must read it verbatim, and they mayn't change a single word.
Yeah, so that's the one thing.
That's why it's verbatim, because it was, you know, dictated that it would be verbatim.
So there's some coverage of that. And then in the other corner, says Matt Welch, we have a sex trafficking act passed overwhelmingly by Congress. Votes were 388-25 in the House and 97-2 in the Senate, despite being vociferously opposed on free speech grounds by the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and reliable civil libertarians such as Rand Paul and Senator Ron Wyden, which were the only two who voted against it. The latter of whom warned that, quote, civic organizations protecting their rights to free speech could be ruined by their more powerful political opponents, and that subsequently there could be an enormous chilling effect on free speech in America, talking about this SESTA-FOSTA legislation that is so close to being signed by President Trump.
So just for people to be clear, freedom of speech and freedoms of all sorts, they don't go away at once. Some tyrant doesn't get into office and then take everything at once.
No.
They wouldn't get away with it. The people would rise up against them. But this is the frog in the pot, and you know, the degrees are turned up. Yeah, they're going to go after escorts first. They're an easy target. But the question is whether you should be able to run a website that has, you know, posts on it, and you have to do the government's job and police that website. The 13th Amendment says that, no, there's no involuntary servitude, but I've got to do your job, feds? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Yep.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark, getting, I don't know, quite over? You're still in the middle of being sick?
I sound worse than I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm terribly sorry. But even in this
condition. You should have heard Will this week. Oh, my God. He was sounding like Wolfman Jack.
Yeah.
That was so bad.
Well, he's the guy that's on the show that it's right before us on the weekdays here on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. But I got to say, you know, with my prodigious talent, even, you know, operating at this diminished capacity, I'm still better than that guy with half his brain tied behind his back. So go ahead.
You just had to say that. All right, so we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, but just to, again, in case you're just tuning in, what we're going to share here is from Matt Welch over at Reason.com about this new legislation passed by the Senate and the House overwhelmingly, 388 votes in the House and 97 votes in the Senate, to basically destroy freedom of speech, or what remains of freedom of speech on the Internet in the United States, in the form of shutting down websites and attacking their operators for simply allowing people to post content, specifically content that the federal government believes is related to prostitution, like a personal ad, for instance, that might have code words in it that relate to possibly being hired for some sort of sexual encounter.
And yeah, I'm not sure the freedom of speech has been destroyed by this.
It's the beginning of the end here, because this has taken down Craigslist's personals site, the entire personal section
back
on Craigslist.
Offices were raided.
That's correct. They haven't been charged with this, but yes, they did raid Backpage's offices yesterday, and that was essentially only a personals website. So the reason why, Mark, this is going to be much bigger than maybe you're seeing here is because any site that allows people to post content that has five pieces of content, five people who've posted something that the federal government believes or state governments believe is prostitution related, which again could just be as simple as a personal ad that they say is prostitution related, could mean that you, as a website operator, will be facing criminal charges for sex trafficking.
And remember,
so most websites aren't going to want to face potential sex trafficking criminal charges, so they're going to err on the side of caution and shut down any areas which don't have the most extreme level of internal regulation, moderation, where every single message has to be checked and checked twice by some staff member to make sure it doesn't hold any potential for prostitution. I mean, this could be a huge chilling effect on freedom of speech.
Yeah, I think it'll shut down just about all personals that aren't sort of like Christian singles in your area.
I don't even know about that, Mark, but either way, we're just seeing the beginnings of the effects where Craigslist has even shut down in anticipation of shut down their personals in anticipation of this passing.
But, now, and when I grew up in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, as did you, Ian.
Yeah.
And now here in New Hampshire, I never see this. But
prostitution?
Driving along Highway 41 in Sarasota and Manatee counties, you will often see these things called aromatherapy spas.
Okay.
Massage spas. Now, not actual massage, right?
Mm-hmm.
The massage places don't need to have neon lights and aren't open at midnight, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, there's legitimate massage, and then there's these places. Now, I can only presume, right?
Jack Shacks, as some people might call them.
That's what they may call them. Yeah. I can't say I have a great deal of experience in this particular area, but I suspect that something besides aromatherapy goes on in these places, that there might be a little more than lingerie modeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because these places, you know, ostensibly are about something that's legal. It's legal to model lingerie in front of somebody.
It is.
For money.
That's right.
Obviously, prostitution is not legal. But you have to, you know, they have to find proof. They have to send a police officer in. And, you know, that police officer has to establish a price.
Yep.
And that, you know, a service. And I presume all of these things. And, you know, every once in a while, every couple years, they might take one of these out of the dozens of them down. I suspect it means they haven't paid off the right bureaucrat, but that's just me guessing.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. For whatever reason, that's not what. And why would they? Why would we focus our valuable public service, protection service, at taking down these places that have consensual services where people participate in stuff that they're all adults?
I don't know.
Why would we?
It's crazy. I mean, they raided Backpage.com and took the entire site down yesterday. and they arrested multiple people behind the site and have charged them with all kinds of crimes. So, I mean, even though everybody that was involved there is involved completely consensually, it's because there's still this Puritan push against prostitution here in the United States.
Let's it's not worth our tax dollars.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Melanie, first up in Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, Melanie.
Hello.
Hey there. You're on the air.
Oh, great.
Yes.
I talked to your screener. I think this is going to – I think this whole thing is nuts. I am a Republican, Trump supporter, and I think this deal with anything that President Trump did prior to, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I don't believe should be held against him. And I'm even going to go out on the limb and say that Al Franken should not have been forced to resign because of what he did 10 years ago or, you know, however many years ago it was. I don't think he should be held for your past mistakes because people change. I'm sure Franken's outlook changed when he became a senator and, you know, if he was continuing, then that's one thing. But I don't believe that you should be held responsible for what happened prior to your political aspirations.
So then you would agree that that should apply across the board to where this new bill that Trump may be signing will hold website operators responsible for things that happened in the past.
Well, and I don't believe that is legal. I feel like if you're continuing to do X, Y, or Z, then that's one thing after a law is passed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were not, quote unquote, breaking a law, then you can't be held responsible for that.
Now, as a conservative, Melanie, do you believe in the free market?
Absolutely.
So then you would agree that prostitution should be completely legalized, that this road that they're going down to criminalize speech on the Internet in an attempt to crack down on prostitution nationwide is a terrible, misguided effort.
I'm not going to go out and say that because I think in some prostitution rings there is sex trafficking, and that is against the law.
Well, that's different than prostitution, right? So, like, you have prostitution,
right,
which is a consensual activity between adults, and then you have sex trafficking, which is enslavement.
Yeah, I think that one would have to look very closely at this. But Germany relatively recently, a few years ago, legalized prostitution.
And I was actually born in Germany.
Oh, were you? And now they have these brothels, and the gals, you know, they have to audition or put in applications to be prostitutes at these places. It's long hours, there's no doubt, but the pay's pretty good. And I don't think that people can make the argument too easily that those people are sex trafficked.
Right, and thank you, Melanie, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Just because prostitution is legal doesn't mean that legalizes slavery. So we can have prostitution being completely legal and slavery still illegal. So therefore, sex trafficking would still be illegal because, again, that's done to people without their consent. And that's a real crime. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. Here with us, Ian.
And Mark.
And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Once again, that's libertystickers.com. As we continue here with the government of the United States on the verge of passing, the House and the Senate have already overwhelmingly passed it, the SESTA-FOSTA Acts, which will significantly restrict freedom of speech on the Internet in the United States under the guise of going after sex trafficking. And what they're really doing is just trying to liken any prostitution to sex trafficking and then holding website operators to be legally responsible for what their users post, which was bad enough when they went after Ross Ulbricht for doing the very same thing, basically with his underground website, the Silk Road,
right,
where drugs were allowed to be sold.
If you don't hold the line for the most despicable, yeah, in your opinion, uses of speech, then the line isn't held, right? Like, sorry, freedom of speech means freedom of speech.
Which is where
I'm not talking about violence. Yeah. I'm not talking about yelling things on private property like fire in a crowded movie theater. If you yell fire in a crowded movie theater, I believe speech that you're responsible for the consequences of speech. If you yell fire, and by the way, I have yelled fire in a crowded movie theater, and turns out people don't listen to that. But
was there an actual fire?
No.
Why the hell did you do it?
Just stood up to prove the point that people don't listen to idiots that yell fire.
Oh, okay. But if there was smoke, they probably would have listened.
Well, that's because there's a fire.
Right. Anyway, the point of all this, Mark, is that...
Are you telling me that you shouldn't yell fire in a crowded movie theater if there's smoke?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm saying you shouldn't yell fire if there's no smoke, and that's what you did.
I did.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
No surprise there.
But anyway...
But we now have empirical data.
That's a rule of the private theater. They don't want you yelling in their movie theater for no reason. So that has nothing to do with freedom of speech. Freedom of speech has everything to do with what the government disallows. If it's private property, then the private property owner gets to decide what is and what is not allowed. So, you know, this is our show. We don't let you say certain words here. And it's not because of the FCC, although they're part of the reason. It's because some stations don't want certain words on their air. And we protect them from those words. But anyway, the point that I'm getting at here is, as you said, Mark, if you value freedom of speech, you have to defend it. You have to defend it when it's being committed by people that you don't like, when it's being committed by, you know, when ideas are being propagated that you don't want to hear. You have to stand by freedom of speech, or at least if you purport to care about it. And the people who purport to care about it sometimes are the news media, given that they're kind of tied right into that whole First Amendment with the protection of the freedom of the press, along with the freedom of speech. And that's where Matt Welch is, he's done some counting regarding how the media has been covering this new legislation that threatens freedom of speech on the internet. You'd think they'd care about that. Well, according to his rundown, he looked at major editorials searching both Nexus and Google News for editorial and the Sex Trafficking Act, and also comparing it to the Sinclair Broadcasting fake news controversy. So how much coverage did the Sinclair, all of our media is the same, that news story that came out this week?
A great deal.
How much did that get compared to this potentially hugely chilling legislation on free speech that could destroy free speech on the internet and arguably has already begun to, even though it hasn't even passed yet? The Sex Trafficking Act had a total of 4 newspaper editorials that he could find. 2 of them were in favor of the Sex Trafficking Act. Sinclair Broadcast story, 15 newspaper editorials, 14 of those 15 critical of the Sinclair Group, 5 of them supporting federal government intervention, and exactly 1 of them criticizing Sinclair while telling the feds to back off. So only 2 newspaper editorials out of 4 of them were against the Sex Trafficking Act. And as he points out here, the first one was the Orange County Register, which concluded that the Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act is well-meaning, but wrong. As they point out, FOSTA's penalties not only use the precautionary principle to justify a sweeping suppression of consensual communication, they also force private online companies like Craigslist to unwillingly shoehorn the precautionary principle into their business model.
Yeah, I looked at this Craigslist situation. They pulled down every one of their personal sites. Platonic, everything. They pulled it all down. And, I mean, now you can't find a Frisbee buddy because the Trump administration has decided that...
Frisbee could be code for something.
Right. Could very well. Who knows? Somebody's throwing, somebody's catching. I got no idea what's going on here. And that's, you know, really ultimately what the problem is. And I can tell you this. When it comes to newspaper, radio, television, they hate each other. They just hate each other.
And I don't feel that way.
I know you, right, you aren't all of radio.
No, but I'm on the radio, and I don't feel animosity towards the other media.
Radio has always been the stepbrother of major media. So newspaper lost major media status to television, not to radio, if that makes sense. Radio was certainly ubiquitous at a time, but newspapers were still the top dog.
Yeah.
When I got into radio back in the 90s, they told me to go after the advertisers in the newspaper. They didn't say watch the television. The television was the top biller then, and so newspapers just taking shots here as they're this dying medium of dead trees and print on your fingers, you know, morphs into something different. We need the journalism they got, but I don't think that the subscription-based newspaper model, daily newspaper model, is going to work much longer.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Venkman is on the line in FEMA Region 9 on our AMP lines. Go ahead, Venkman.
I really hate to sound alarmist, and I really hope that I'm wrong. I think people got so up in an uproar over net neutrality, which I think is a joke. when you look at kind of all the facts. But this is right now it's sex trafficking. When the Democrats get in power, it's going to be guns. It's going to be gun sales on the internet. So I kind of believe this is the internet of, or the end of internet, you know, 1.0, 2.0, whatever era we've just finished, as soon as this thing is signed. I think you're going to see, a time where, you know, podcast, producers posting podcasts with very negative things or anti-government things, may be held to account, for that content. I think anything where you have people calling in or people contributing their ideas, this is a complete choke of ideas. It completely retards the internet and its ability to share ideas freely. This legislation, I think it really is the end of the internet as we know it.
It's right.
It starts with sex trafficking. It's going to take off from there.
Right. Because who could be against sex trafficking? I mean, as I pointed out, Donald Trump, you know, I don't know who's going to convince him to not sign this, because then it'll look like he's in favor of sex trafficking, right?
Right. All you have to do is relabel some consensual act as something that is obviously abhorrent, and you're fine. That's it.
It's good. So say bye-bye to freedom of speech. And I don't think that you're exaggerating here, Venkman. I think that anybody who thinks that, oh, no, you don't have to worry, this is only going to apply to people who are doing prostitution, you do not understand how the government works. They pass a thing, then it's enforced by bureaucrats who have a completely different interpretation or intention behind their enforcement of it than what the original writings were. So even if the people who wrote it only intended for it to do X, Y, or Z, it will end up doing more than those things. And as we've seen, there's already fallout with Craigslist completely eliminating their personal section. And it's not a coincidence. It's because of this. That's the reason they did it. They're afraid of what's going to happen to their business. They're afraid they're going to be targeted as one of the primary, the government's going to send a message, right? Like go after some site to show the world they're serious about sex trafficking.
Certainly. And, you know, what's the saying? First they came for X, I did nothing. First they came for Y, or then they came for Y, I did nothing. Then they came for me. You know,
there's no one to stand up for me
here. And I want to point something out. So you mentioned, and I could be wrong, you said the representatives of these people of the United States voted unanimously on this bill?
No, not unanimous, but darn close. 388 to 25 in the House and 97 to 2 in the Senate. Hang on if you got another point to make on that. Stand by.
Yeah,
more with Venkman here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Freedom of speech dying to thunderous applause from the very people that are supposedly in favor of it. The news media has been doing virtually nothing to cover, and if they are covering, have been in favor of the sex trafficking act that is preparing to be passed by Donald Trump. Hopefully he'll veto it, because he's the last hope at this point. The Senate and the House have overwhelmingly passed this thing, and it is going to, and already is, even though it hasn't passed yet, resulting in a chilling of freedom of speech on the internet, with Craigslist taking down their entire personals section of their website. Now, of course, that just means that some people are going to try to hide the personals somewhere else, or they're going to go underground, or we're going to see darknet marketplace websites going into personal ads, which, you want to talk about making sex trafficking more dangerous, go ahead, shove it further underground.
That's right. That's put it on the street.
It's already in the streets to some extent. But
yeah, but that's where the worst of it is.
Right. And it's going to get worse now, guaranteed, because the more the government prohibits, the more dangerous and the more criminals will get involved in it. But we're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio on this live Saturday edition of the show. And I do want to let you know about Liberty.menu. Thankfully, they have not taken down their site at this point. Liberty.menu allows you to advertise your business, whatever it might be, if you're a liberty-friendly individual, if you're somebody who is an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, this site is for you, whether you're a business owner or your potential customer. You're just looking for, maybe you want to find out who in your area is also a liberty-minded business. So go and get your business listed. It's free to do it over at liberty.menu. And it's free to use. It's free to, you know, put as many different items on there as you want to. So a lot of entrepreneurs, they've got more than one project that they're working on. Go ahead, add them all to liberty.menu. And also, it's good for libertarian or liberty events, as well as digital content. So content creators can use liberty.menu. And you can use code FTL on your account, and you'll get a special Free Talk Live badge. So head on over to liberty.menu as we continue here. Venkman still had some comments about the overwhelming number of national U.S. reps and senators who voted for this oppressive legislation called SESTA FOSTA. That is, FOSTA stands for Allow States and Victims to Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act, where 388 people in the House voted for it, only 25 against, and 97 people in the Senate voted for and 2 against. Your comments, Venkman, go ahead.
So I incorrectly said unanimous, but that's pretty close to unanimous for me, so I'll call it close enough.
Yeah.
And I want to point something out. The people that are applauding this, the people that can hear my voice, understand that the end result or the next step is underground sex marketplaces. Sexual assaults will increase. They will certainly increase. And every single person that is applauding this move, those assaults are on your hand, undoubtedly. They are on your hand.
You're the Department of Justice.
This doesn't stop people from being people. This doesn't stop humans from being human beings and engaging in voluntary or, and sometimes, unfortunately, involuntary and voluntary acts. Those things will continue.
Yeah, no doubt. And the Department of Justice, to further your point, even argued against this. So the fact that you have the Department of Justice, who normally is embracing any kind of increase to the police state and, you know, crushing freedoms in the United States, even they had told the senators and the representatives, hey, this is not a good idea. In fact, for two reasons, they argued. One was that arguably the ex post facto factor here, that this is retroactively applicable, is clearly unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's nuts. No surprise from the Trump administration.
But two, they point out here that this will drive things further underground, which means it'll actually be harder to detect sex trafficking victims. Because right now, as you pointed out, Mark, some of the advertisements on the Internet are probably for sex trafficked women, some small portion of them, or men, sex trafficking victims. And the idea being that if there's like photos of these people, maybe with their heads cropped out or whatever, their family members might be able to identify these people and like, oh, my God, that's my sister who disappeared 3 months ago. We thought she was abducted or ran off. There she is in this advertisement. So there's things that you could identify if you were investigating and being able to actually see these advertisements openly. But now the Department of Justice is saying this is going to make it harder for us to find real sex traffic victims. But the government passed it anyway. So, again, just waiting for a Trump signature. Venkman, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. As we continue, we've got Larry in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. And the worst part is you've got the news media that is either just completely quiet about this and not reporting on it, or they're reporting in favor of it with newspaper editorials, a couple of them favoring this. Go ahead, Larry.
I think that you're looking at it from the wrong angle. Hmm. Somebody lobbied for this message. Probably Craigslist lobbied for it.
They know that Craigslist?
Here's why they would lobby for it. They already have the information on all the John. They know what they like. They know their habits. And that's why they lobby for it. So the government is now backing them with guns.
Why would Craigslist, knowing the habits of Johns, make them want to...
The Johns were making the money,
So that they could steal the customers. It's all about money.
How is Craigslist going to steal the customers? They're telling their customers they don't want them anymore. They're telling their customers to go away.
They can just start another company, take all that information, line up the Johns, tell them, come on, we know what you want. We got it for you right here. And it's legal the way we do it. So, there's nothing that happens.
No, I don't think you're understanding how this is working.
No, hey, let me go a little bit. Let me go.
This is quite a conspiracy theory, but go ahead.
No, I think that we are looking at the internet in totally the wrong way. Anytime you have a product or service that you're often offering on the internet, and you monetize that, right? And you're making money off of it. Don't you think the purveyors of those websites and so forth are looking at that and thinking, how can we do just a little twerk in his message and capture it and sell it for ourselves? That's the way business operates, though. Nobody's on the up and up, especially on the Internet. Facebook's done it. All these other companies are going to do it. Because when you have something on the Internet that you have monetized, they come after those dollars that you're earning.
What is Craigslist?
They want all the money.
business model here. I mean, I've used Craigslist before. I can't say I'm a a dedicated user. There's been some things that we had to sell a while back, and I put like locally. Right. We wanted to sell them locally, so I put them up on Craigslist. I never had to pay anybody a dime for that. So but how is it they're making
money?
That's
the initial. That's the initial to get people coming in, just like Facebook.
Leader.
People
okay.
that
are
not
you saying,
know that.
Hold on, Larry. Are you speaking from experience, or are you speculating?
Well, I know about Craigslist, and I know about the internet. From a,
so, are you saying that you've used Craigslist and actually paid them for a service?
I have not used them because I
won't
go
there.
Well,
then you're speculating. All right, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate. Okay, I appreciate the speculation there, but it's not useful for somebody to say something's happening and then actually have no knowledge of that thing happening. So let's be clear: you don't know what you're talking about. I'd like to know. How exactly is Craigslist making money? Are they advertising, advertisement-based, meaning that, you know, are there people who are paying for some sort of promotion on that site? Are there companies that are running banner ads on that site? It's always seemed to me to be a very bare-bones, you know, list of thing, not very pretty, just black-and-white kind of classifieds ads site, where you don't actually have to pay to list, and you don't have to pay if you sell either.
You have to pay if you're a business that advertises a job.
Really? Okay, job listings. All right. What about personals? Was those for pay?
I'm looking at that. I thought it was, but the article that I got here is...
Okay, so they've monetized some of the categories. But the idea that Larry was suggesting here is that they would take down their own personal section just so they could restart a new website just for personals. I mean, I guess they could, but they'd have to completely reorganize their business to be outside of the United States at this point. Because anybody who's running a personals website in the United States is a potential target for the federal government under this new legislation. That's why they shut down their personals. It's not some sort of plot to, you know, put it back online later. They said they'd like to come back, but they can't justify the money. What? Can you imagine having to actually have a staff of people to approve every single personals ad on Craigslist?
No, I can't imagine for a second. Reading from thecron.com, which is
Houston Chronicle.
Yeah, my favorite website title out there. It doesn't have a date on the article. Terribly sorry about that. But it says that besides posting a $25 fee for a job listing in six major cities, it charges $75 for a job listing in the San Francisco area. The company also charges $10 fee for a listing in apartment rental in New York.
Okay. All right. So they are monetizing apartments.
But it doesn't have anything to do with hookers, apparently.
Job listings. The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Oh, and don't forget, I forgot to mention, we got the Discord on-air call-in line chat room where you can call and get on the air with us there at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, there's chats going on before, during, and after the show with listeners and co-hosts of Free Talk Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.